Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and the show is dedicated to help Avon representatives take their Avon business to the next level. Those who are inspiring to become an Avon representative or those who are already an Avon representative are all welcome to listen to the show. Each week, our guests consist of speakers from various backgrounds, various levels of Avon, whether they're district manager, regional manager. We have career coaches and motivational speakers. And if you are not an Avon representative and you're listening to the show, you can please go get back to the person who invited you to listen to the show and become an Avon representative with us. Or if you just happen to stumble on the show and would like to become an Avon representative, you can visit my website, avonbronx.com, and you can sign up there. And today we're very excited. For those who have been listening to the show, you know that every week we have, every first Monday of the month, we have John Lawler on the show. And I'm just so excited because John is so full of such wonderful, wonderful information. So we're going to plug him in and see if we can get him in. John, are you there?
Happy New Year, Pat.
Happy New Year to you. It's been like forever since you've been on the show last, and I guess it was only been a month, but it seemed like forever.
Yeah, I missed, I was doing a stair climbing event in November in Chicago, so I missed November, but I was here last month, December. We had a really good conversation.
God, it's still like months.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So how have you been? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm good. How about yourself?
I've been very well. I have a cold, but I'm hanging in there.
Got a cold. Oh, so, yeah, I went through that for about 3 weeks. I know the drill on that, so I hope you feel better.
Thank you. So I don't know if you have a topic, because I have certain things we can talk about.
Great, go for it. I've got a lot. You know, I mean, like you said in the intro, thank you very much. I always have a whole bunch of things to talk about, but we can get to that. It's all good. It's your time.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is what we just started to talk about. You know, I actually started getting sick with my cold the 26th of December, right after Christmas. And I still have it. So my question, and I talked to a lot of my customers, and, you know, they go, oh, now I got it. Oh, my God, am I spreading germs? So this is the season. And we all are in sales. We want to go out there. We want to network. We want to,
we want to promote
our products. Is it proper? Should we go out or should we stay home? What should we do?
That's a good point. I think it's more proper. I think it's good business etiquette to stay at home, and because people get hacked off if you're at a mixer or you're at a networking event, and there's a possibility of you spreading the germs and stuff. So I think the PC thing and the good human being thing is you stay at home, is you take care of yourself. And these days, what I love to do is I WFH. I work from home. The gals can go online. You can use joinme.com, and person can be seeing your computer at the same time as, you know, when they're looking at their computer, they can be seeing what's on your screen. You can demo stuff. You don't have to go out and be slogging around in the snow and the cold. You know, if you're feeling semi-decent, spread the germs to your computer, your laptop, or your smartphone, or whatever it is, versus going out and getting sicker. So I would recommend, it's a great question, stay at home, and when you're up to it, just make sure you get well, you know, heal, get over it, don't try. I think maybe I came back after 3 weeks, but I got a little bit of a relapse, so I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm feeling better, but I'm still dropping the the DayQuil. Like, I got to go do the stairs tonight. I'm feeling better, but if you're feeling up to it, work from home. You know, make the calls at home. You don't have to actually see the whites of their eyes unless it's, like, maybe somebody brand new. But you can do the deal over the phone with your computer. Let technology be your friend, be your ally.
You know, I agree with you.
Just as much damage at home.
I agree with you 100%. Lucky for me, when I got my cold, I had not done my newsletters. And I like to have my, I like to have my newsletter go out the first of each month. So,
right.
So what I did, I worked on my newsletter. I took my time. I worked on my newsletters. That was one of the things I did. And then I worked on my business plan for the year, 2015. And another thing I did was, what was the thing? I did that. Did something. Oh, I created, I downloaded a program, Quicken, and I set up my finance for 2015.
Good.
So where I can put my expenses. So you, like you said, you can do administrative work, you know, or you can chit chat with your clients.
I have to be honest. A lot of salespeople tend to use, they tend to do stuff at home, like busy work, like, which I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, is you want to look at your time from 8 to 6 is golden time. The download, not to be on you, but I'm glad you brought that up. I'm just going to be real honest with you and forth right here. Is the Quicken stuff, that's fine to do that after golden time, working on the newsletter. Anytime, golden time is 8 to 6 when you can be seeing the whites of somebody's eyes or being belly to belly with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
getting in front of somebody that can sign in the dotted line, that can make things happen. The Quicken stuff, the newsletter, that's nights and weekends when you can't be in front of somebody. Now, in your guys' business, it's almost 24/7, you know, so
right.
Like nighttime is like when the kids are asleep or whatever it is, you do the Quicken stuff, you do the newsletter. But my gosh, if you can possibly talk to somebody on the phone about doing the deal or moving the needle forward, that's what you got to be doing. Because a lot of salespeople tend to be doing busy work and stuff like that, that you've got to be moving the needle forward towards your goal. My opinion, because you just have to do that. Like, and you brought something up, was a good point. We talked about this in December. We talked about, I learned this from Brian Tracy probably 20 years ago, is you don't start the year until you have it done, until you have it completed. You don't start the month until it's completed. You don't start the week until it's completed. You don't start tomorrow until it's already done. Which what that means is it's already planned out.
Right.
You've already got that plan, that puppy planned out. And that's so that way you know going into, you're not walking into tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and you're just kind of like at the whim of the day. That ain't how it works. You can't do that. You've got to know exactly what you're doing. It's got to be planned out. It's got to be your battle plan. Just like the years, it's like, you know, we talked about, I think it was last month or in October, like we talked about this a few months ago about the emails and stuff, like as far as Outlook, having your folders and stuff already set up ahead of time for 2015. You know,
yeah.
Do you have goal boards? I'm looking at my goal boards right now. I got these from a friend a few days ago, and I was going to go online. There's a place online you can get these if you don't want to make them, but this is a really terrific idea. And I don't get a kickback from these guys. You don't have to worry about that. Same. All right, it's samedaysignstore.net. And what these guys do, Pat, is, I'm kind of a crazy guy. I'm all about goal boards. In fact, yeah, here they are on page one. So these guys will create for you goal boards. Like a goal board is like a thermometer. Like when you're raising money, like I'm raising money right now for the American Lung Association. I'm doing another stair climb in 2 months. And
wow.
So this is so that you can track your goals for your Avon business. So what I did was I'm kind of cheap. I got these whiteboards from a guy, and I was gonna drop $20 on these things, which is nothing. But I thought, well, I'll try these. I'll make my own. So I'm making my own, and it's just a whiteboard with a thermometer on it, and you track, like I track my sales. Like I've got a goal to hit $6,000 in monthly recurring income, but my goal is by October 31st. I don't want to be screwing around with November, December, come 2015. My goal is to get my year in 60 days before the end of the year. Why?
Really?
Because everything shuts down. And having been in business for a million years, it's just one of those things that you understand and you know. So, like, if I was
making
a revenue, so I, when does your year end, like, end of the calendar year, Pat? How does your calendar
Yeah. You know, the Avon changed everything. So, you know, our calendar, our year will end exactly at the end of the calendar year, which is our campaign 20, actually campaign 1, which will be in December. But for us, which is kind of different, is that that's our hottest time because from Thanksgiving on,
that's
people are buying those
terrific
Christmas gifts.
Yeah. Okay. So yours is, okay. You have a that's why I ask questions, because you have a totally different animal than I do. Your animal runs through from October, from Halloween through the end of the year, so that's a totally different deal. So you guys are going pedal to the metal, so that's fine. Mm. My business pretty much shuts down because businesses are closed.
Now, see, we kind of shut down in January because everybody bought the gifts.
Okay, so then
you know,
what
so
I would do, my goal board would go, my goal board would still go from January 1st to New Year's Day the following year. It still goes a year. And you just put that on there. You want to have your goals in front of you. Pat, are you looking online right now so you can see exactly what I'm talking about?
I can go. I have my little, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, let me go.
All right, so it's samedaysignstore.net.
Samedaysignstore.net.
And scroll down halfway down that first page, and you'll see the gold charts that I'm talking about. I have bought these from these guys in years past. And they're whiteboards.
Oh, wow.
You can use them. Yeah.
Wow.
So some versions for less than $22 is what I'm looking at on their website. So John being kind of cheap, John's making his own, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm putting my sales on there. I'm putting the number of emails I send out. I'm going to put the number of calls I make in a week. So I have all these stats in front of me. I'm a numbers guy.
Oh, wow.
I want to see them all. And I'm very visual. Not only am I a numbers guy, but I'm extremely visual.
Wow, yeah.
I want to see these puppies in front of me because that's what motivates me to do this every single day, 8-9 days a week, you know, 15-16 hours a day, because I'm numbers oriented, and I know my ratios. I know what it takes. Mm-hmm. Like my goal for 2014, I only hit 50% of it. I hit a goal, but I did not hit the monster one I wanted to hit that I want to hit this year. And so I came up with a new thing this year. I'm looking at things in a 4-year plan. So imagine if the ladies didn't just look at a 1-year plan. They looked at their Avon business from a 4 or 5 year plan point of view. You imagine?
Wow,
awesome,
yeah.
That would be. They would just be like knocking out of the park. Forget coming in and forget about, well, I'm going to give this a try. What's that? I'm going to give this a shot. No, you come in here like we talked about this before about the Trojans or the Spartans burning the ships. Remember, they bring their wives and their kids.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
They bring their wives and their kids and all their Avon products with them, and they burn the ships. That's because they have to go forward. There ain't no going back. The ships are burnt. What are you going to do? You got to beat these guys, and you got to pillage their villages. You got to keep on going forward. I just know some pillage and village riots. I like that. You have to pillage their villages. So you have to go into it knowing you're going to win. That has to be your mentality, that you just burn your ships. You're going for a 5-year plan in your Avon business, not a day, a week, a month, not a year, but 5 years. that's typically what it takes in a business to really.
It really does.
In your kind of business, it's a 5-year deal.
You're right.
It's an investment.
You're absolutely right.
It's five years of nose to the wheel and back to the grindstone. And then you come out. It's like you went to college for 4 years plus a year, and you come out. I mean, if I don't care what business it is that, you know, you work direct sales, but if you put 5 years into that puppy, you know, you're going to kill it. You're just going to crush it. You're going to be very, very successful.
You're so right about that. I can't interrupt you, but that website you talked about, Same Day Sign?
SameDayScienceStore.net.
Just for those Avon representatives who are listening to the show, also
all three
on that
of,
website.
All three of you, yeah, go ahead, yeah. All three of you, yeah.
No. They also have those huge checks. So for those who are doing fundraisers and you want to present the organization with a check, you can have those big checks made here and have a press conference with it.
So, girlfriend, you want a better, okay, that's terrific, okay. And I'm all about the fundraising, but forget that for a nanosecond. You know what's an even better idea?
What?
Okay, so you get that big monster check, okay, and you put it on your ceiling over your bed.
Oh!
And when you lay down, you open, you look up, you see it. There it is. And you make it $1 million. You know the Jim Carrey story, right?
I love it.
Thank you. Jim Carrey did that with $10 million. He put the check in his wallet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Can you imagine? You would have like an awesome Avon business if you had the people in your business doing that. $10,000, $1 million. They wake up, they see that. They go to bed, they see that. So what that is, that really really monsterizes your subconscious when you're sleeping. You see that $10 million check above your head. Bam.
Yeah. And I would take even further. What I would do also, when a lot of us do vending, I would take that check, put it on a board, and let people come and ask, why is that check for $1 million or whatever?
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
that's what I do with my fundraising thing. I send out a letter. I've sent out like 104 letters since a week ago yesterday, and I'm asking people to forward it to people they know. And I'm also, and you know, I use Facebook as an accountability partner. Anytime I do my fundraising, I use LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter. And so not only do I thank people with an email that American Lung Association has, but I go out on Facebook and I personally, individually, thank people publicly on Facebook.
Mm.
So social media is huge. So if you use social media to thank your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Susie Smith, I just want to give you a big shout out for your awesome Christmas order that you placed in my Avon business on December 3rd.
Wow.
So Susie feels good, but how about all the people out there in the planet that did not know you're an Avon rep? There's
it
a lot of stuff
you,
out there
is.
That we forget about that we don't know.
Another thing I want to talk about was, you know, we have Avon representatives who listen to the show, and they're all over. You know, a lot of people don't even know who they are. I really don't know who they are, to be honest with you. But, you know,
okay.
God bless them. Yeah, God bless them. They come on the show, and they can live anywhere in the United States and even other places outside the United
other,
States.
Other planets, so, you know, Avon aliens, yeah, right.
And so one of the questions I wanted to ask you, and we kind of skipped over it and kept in passing, but could you talk about what would be the benefits for the Avon representatives in the various communities, why they should join D&I?
Oh, great question. All right, there's probably three or four, and I'm glad you asked that. So I'm always thinking about Avon. I'm always thinking about B&I and networking Here's a really great example. It's a great question, Pat. First Saturday of every month, just like I do this the first Monday. So this is married to the first Saturday of every month. I go to the De Anza flea market, whether I need to or not. I got a whole bunch of steps for my Fitbit by going. I did, you know, like 13,000 steps that day, and then it was a good walking day. So I loved it at the flea market, and I got some cool toys for my phone. I got a charging thing I use a Samsung phone, and the battery's always dying, so I got a power holder for it, and it's working out really good. And I got it there because it was cheaper than getting it at Best Buy for probably $70 or $80. So I love going to the flea market. And I was walking by, somebody had a booth or a table for their acupuncture business. So I went over and I got their business card. Didn't make a conversation, but my thought was, okay, they're out here. They're up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. They got this table. They've got an acupuncture business. They're looking for new customers. So just like there's always 3 or 4 Avon people out there at the flea market with their stalls, and they're always in the same spot, month in, month out. They're always there. They're just like the sun. There's the Avon ladies with their boots. So I got the business card from this gal. I'm going to give her a call, and what's really funny is this happened Saturday. So this morning I was in a meeting with two referral partners at 9 o'clock today, and so I told them what happened. They said, well, we don't have an acupuncturist, and I didn't even think about their chapter that they're both in, because I was thinking about mine has one, and the one that I support as a director consultant has an acupuncturist. So I was going to go out on the internet and look at the other chapters and see if they were missing an acupuncturist. Well, here's a chapter I know that meets on Friday, and these guys need this person, so now I can call her up, have a conversation, and invite this person into BNI, because obviously she needs business, otherwise she wouldn't be parked out there all day freezing on a Saturday at the flea market. So the reason why people need BNI is because giver's game, it teaches you a giver's game mentality, number one. Number two is people love to do business with people that they like, know, and trust. It's radio station when you guys are back in the days of the W, so it's radio station WLKT. Radio station W, like, know, and trust. Okay, people love to do business with people that they like, know, and trust. So BNI creates that because you've got 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 people that are all in different classifications of business, and you can only have one person in Avon and one person at the Cairo and all that. So the people, they get to know each other because they do one-to-ones. Like, I've done like 282 one-to-ones in the last year and a half with people in BNI, and not just people in my chapter, but all over the country and all over the world. I did with one person on Skype in Hong Kong. And you get to know about the people, and by getting to know somebody, you get to know, like, and trust them. And that's the thing about BNI. Okay, maybe initially the money up front might be a little bit big, but the point is that if there are 30 or 40 people in your chapter, it doesn't matter what they do, because those people know at least 200 people, like this guy this morning, John. You know, his kids go to the same school I did in high school. He lives in that same area. I did not know that. This guy knows somebody that is, he knows somebody that is an owner of a Chrysler dealership. I didn't know he knew this guy. That's why you do BNI, because everybody knows at least 200 or more people these days that they'll never touch, because you don't know those people, and if you don't sit down and get to know them, they can't refer you. You have to be referable, and that's why BNI makes so much sense. The single biggest referral that ever came in BNI was from a Mary Kay rep. Now, had I not known that, I would have had this scotoma, which is a block, about getting to know the Mary Kay lady. Because you don't know who she's married to, or who her ex-husband is, or who her sister is. I mean, for example, we do this thing at Member Success Program training. We talk about how this guy does his 60-second intro, and he sells class rings. So he's looking to get into this one school. He's always getting blown out when he calls up. So three people come up to him afterwards and say, I didn't know you were specifically looking for the principal, and you're getting blown out by this person. One lady says, you know that lady that keeps blowing you out, the receptionist? That's my sister-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's the thing about why P&I just works. And it's like anything else. You have to work it. Now, I've been in a year and a half, and I've had success from it. I've done well with it. But, I mean, like, every time I do something, it's a conversation that happens. My back was killing me around Christmas time, my neck and my shoulder. So I went to see the chiro from the chapter. Well, she was tutoring for the guy who has an electric business. So that's a possible referral for me. This guy this morning, they're both in B&I in another chapter. They're going to help me with business. You just don't know what you don't know that you don't know. I mean, like every time I go to a member success program to help other people and get better, I got a new client out of that. I got a referral partner, a guy that handles people's money. And this guy's major thing, his major target market is dentists. Well, I never would have met this guy if I hadn't gone. And this guy used to play poker, so he knows a lot of casino people. You just don't know. You have to get involved. If you have any crud in your brain, okay, all right, you have any crud in your brain about this or that, any negative stinking thinking, you got to get rid of those. The only place that poop matters is in your guinea pig's cage, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? It can't be between your ears. Whatever you got between your ears, it's got to be positive, and it's got to impact your business and you as a person in a positive way. Can't be any stinking thinking. You can't tell yourself to phone call. 15 years ago, I did that, and I got a big $113,000 sale because I made four phone calls to one guy. It was a $5,000 call each time. And then a year ago this month, we got that company back. And after 10 years, that'll become a $1 million account because I made the phone calls in April of 1999. Otherwise, it never would have happened. That's what's got to be going on in our brains.
Now is there a B&I chapter only in one location, or are they all over the place, and how do people find
girlfriend,
a B&I?
Girlfriend, there are 6,700 of the puppies, and if your ladies will call me, I'll walk through it. I'll do the legwork for them on the computer. You know, are you close to Manhattan?
Yes, but you know, for me, the B&I that's in my area are in. It's actually in Yonkers. Actually, it's two. There's one in the Bronx. There's one in Yonkers.
Okay. There are 57. There are at least 57 chapters in Manhattan. They're all by numbers. I don't know. They're like public schools. They all have numbers. In fact, I got up 4:50 in the morning a year ago, and I went up to the one in San Francisco because the Embarcadero chapter has 61 members, and I wanted to go to it as a substitute. So I had to get up. I had to walk to light rail, take light rail to the train, take the train into the city, take the Anjuda train, and walk half a mile to get to this meeting. Well, it was really fun because the woman that was there, she was a director consultant visiting from New York.
Oh, wow.
And I had gone through the list of all these chapters there because I was doing one-to-ones over the phone. And that's how I knew that. But there's a gazillion of them. There's 6,700 of them around the world. And if one of your people will call me, I'll help them find a chapter near them that they can go visit. I'll send the president of the chapter a message on their behalf.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody
one of your people that's listening to this show, live or not live, just has to call me. I'd love to hear from them that listen to the show. That'd be great. My number is 408-679-4050. That's my cell phone. They can call me, and I will help them find a chapter they can go visit. Go visit one or two. It might cost them $10 or something to go visit to cover the food. But, I mean, they're probably not going to get a customer out of it, but you never know. They might make a new friend, or they might meet a referral partner that says, hey, I got a couple ideas for you that could help you. You don't know. If you don't go, You don't know.
You don't know.
It's just like cold calling in a door. If you don't go, you'll never know. You stand out here and starve, or you can open the door and you can feed yourself for a lifetime. That was my first thought back when I was cold calling in 77. I sold $250,000 of whole life insurance in one mall from cold calling. And I got to tell you, I was scared to death. I was scared to death. My ears were all burning and red. What do I say? It's just like, just get in there and talk, you know? It ain't rocket science. It's people. Find out what their pain is and how you can help them. Ask questions. Be a doctor. Ask questions and find out what they need.
And what I'll do, I'm running around tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow night I'll send out an email with the information, and I'll also send out the BNI. I'll put a little blurb out, and I'll send out an email blast to my Avon reps, and then I'll put something on the Avon Motivation Radio Show for those people who missed the information.
Yeah, just have them drop a dime on me. I'd be happy to talk to any of them to help them out. They can ask any questions they want. It's just,
Excellent.
It just makes a ton of sense because, it's a target-rich environment because if there's 30 or 40 people, you guys sell gifts, people have bad breath, people use your underarm stuff, they use your shampoo, they use your cologne. Just all those people are all prospects. Now, you really don't want to go in there and sell the idea of them becoming a business person. You could talk about that on a one-to-one, but when you're in the meeting, your 30, 45, or 60-second intro is going to be about the products that you have. It's going to be product-based. Just like if you were a Mary Kay lady, you want to talk about products. You don't want to talk about the business opportunity.
Right.
What was that?
Well, that was my computer.
Okay.
That was my computer in the background. So it sounds very, very good. So just to recap, BNI is a business networking exchange group.
BNI stands for Business Networking International. It's a networking group based upon the motto is givers gain. Okay, people do business with people that they like, know, and trust. You get to know other people in the chapter, and you create a bond. Create rapport.
Right.
So that when somebody needs a product or service, you can refer those people out.
And what people have, because I used to be a BNI member, and what people have to understand who are listening, when you become a member, it's the responsibility of the membership to bring in leads for those people who attend the meetings. So you're not just going
to
network.
The members, you're going to bring referrals, not leads. You're going to bring referrals. You've already talked to the person. You've already keyed them up. They're just like basically ready to fall off the fence and do business by the time you get done because you know the person so well because you've done a one-to-one with them. So like Hubert is another chapter. He referred a pizza restaurant to me a couple weeks ago. I talked to this guy on the phone. It was pretty much a slam dunk. Not totally, but it was pretty close. But, I got done with him. I talked to the guy on the phone. This was like a Tuesday. The agreement came over the fax on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you meet... Go ahead. You meet once a week.
Weekly meetings are once a week, absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because if you only meet once every other week or once a month, there's no rapport. There's no structure. BNI works because of the structure. And they're very organized. I mean, BNI has chapters, and then we have ambassadors and director consultants that support those chapters so that the people... And these are people that are like me that are also a member in another chapter that are there to support them. So a couple, 3 weeks ago, I went into my first chapter that I support, and I talked to the Secretary Treasurer about what he wanted me to talk about. So he says, talk about inviting. Okay, so I got up there. I had 7 points I was going to talk to them about inviting visitors to the meeting. Well, I looked at my clock, my timer. I was at 6 minutes already. I had already blown 4 minutes, and I only covered 3 points. But the cool thing was is that I had invited 2 visitors to that chapter. So I was walking my talk. Not only was I talking about visitors, about inviting, I had invited 2 people to that chapter. And that was something that they really needed help with, because looking at their stats, they're really poor about inviting. So I came up with a contest. It's called it. And so I challenged them to a contest of inviting people. So I want to see what happens. It starts this coming Thursday. I'm interested to see what happens, to see if I'm able to help them with inviting people. Because visitors and new members are the lifeblood of any chapter. You don't have people coming in, there's no excitement. My chapter I'm in has got like 51 members, and we probably always have 5 to 10 visitors every week. I do like to bring visitors. I bring people. I've got 2 guys coming Thursday, a general contractor and a son who's a roofer, which we need both of. But it's because I'm a real good asker. I'm very good at inviting. I saw this guy's name on a pen in a box. I call them. I thought he was a handyman. He's a general contractor. I invite him to come. So he's going to bring his son, the roofer. So with BNI, I can invite people online. I can send an invite out to people by email so that they get it, so they know this is not BS. I'm serious here about them coming.
Wow. And with that said, we are out of time. And thank you so much for all the information that you provided with us today. Thank you. And maybe next month we'll talk a little bit about that app. I did download it on my phone. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. Maybe
which app is that? It was
a user app, and it was a phone call thing.
Okay. It might have been the phone log thing. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Did that help you at all?
Yeah, they put a whole bunch of icons on my phone, but when people call me, I get all the information in the call.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. So, I'll chat with you the first Monday of February. Have a great month.
You too.
If you guys need any help, give me a call. I'm here at your disposal, ladies.
Yeah, I'll send information out tomorrow night. Very good. And everyone, if you haven't done so already, you too. Thank you. And for those who have not done so already, please like our Facebook page, because like I mentioned before, I put important information on there. I'm going to put John's information tomorrow, so, and information about the BNI. So with that being said, everyone, this is our orders went in, so you still have a couple of days. You still can put your order in tonight or tomorrow. Make it happen. Good night, everyone. Good night, John.
Live long and sponsor, ladies. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.